Blog Talk Radio. You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva and Blogzilla here on Blog Talk Radio. Allow yourself to relax, unwind, and enjoy as we talk about the latest in celebrity gossip, news, and current events. Once again, you are now listening to Say What Now on Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Say What Now Radio, Classy Diva and Blogzilla. Today is November 30th. And we are coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, as we do every Sunday at the same time. Today's topic is Discovering the Secrets of Happiness with Don Johnson. Throughout the show, we do welcome all questions and comments. You can leave your questions and comments in the chat room, or you can contact us at 347-77-1412, 347-677-1412. And all questions or concerns about the show, you can email us at saywhatnowradio@gmail.com. So, everybody, I know you've been wondering where have we been, but it's been a very hectic 3 weeks. We hope you enjoyed the repeat that we did play last week for you guys with Miss Alexis K. Tyler of Vagina Power. We have so much to talk about today, and I guess I'll go ahead and get started and sending out a special Blogzilla, our beloved co-host. If you guys do not know, Blogzilla's home was the victim of a fire, and he's really trying to get himself back together from that. So please show your support and love by going to blogzilla.com. That's blogxilla.com. And if you want to give him a donation to help him get him back on his feet, he does have a PayPal on his account for anybody who would like to give back. So we do pray for you, Blogzilla, and everything will be okay. We have so much to talk about as far as entertainment. I definitely want to thank the people of Sony Ericsson. They really took care of me. They provided me with VIP tickets for the Usher One Night Stand concert here in Atlanta over a week ago at the Tabernacle. One word, fire. Usher really gave an awesome show. It was extremely intimate. He even covered some Prince songs, which I thought was really hot. Outfits that he had on were hot. The songs he had on were hot. He had the whole audience on their feet the entire time. And, of course, he did pull a lady on the stage. So kudos to them. I also want to thank Pure. Pure also gave me VIP access to his after party. And the party is pretty hot. So shout out to Usher, Pure, and to Sony Eric. And I do wish them all the best. I also had the opportunity to go to a Maxwell concert that same week. Maxwell is coming back with a vengeance. If you guys don't know, his show did sell out here in Metro Atlanta, and he played a lot of his signature songs, and he also played his upcoming music. So if you guys think Maxwell has fallen off, I'm going to totally have to disagree, because once you hear some of his new songs, you're going to die. I do recommend that a lot of you guys just go and check out his MySpace page. I think it's MySpace / Maxwell, but you should also be able to Google that as well. Now, the show that has beaded everybody in ratings, oh my God, The Real Housewives of Atlanta, season finale is coming up, I want to say next Tuesday on Bravo, but to double check, please check your listings. I have been watching the show the whole season, and I love everyone on the show. I think the show is very entertaining, and I wish the ladies the best. I had the opportunity to go to a private event at the home of Deshaun Snow a couple of weeks ago for Billion Dollar Bridges, and it's her foundation and also benefited Billion Dollar Bridges, so shout out to Deshaun. And also Sheree had an event this Friday at Verve, so shout out to her as well. This week also in entertainment, and Beyonce has some albums to come out. I didn't listen to Beyonce's album, and it's a pretty good album, but honestly, I like the last one she had a little bit better than this one. And also, T-Pain, his album came out, and his album is really, really good. So if you do not know that their album just came out, go pop that and go and show them some support. And if you also don't know, Heavy D is on a new album. And also, Big Boy is having an event here in Atlanta. It's going to be on December the 6th, and it's called the 2008 Winter Ball of the National Black Arts Film Festival, where there's also going to be the distinguished guest of Dr. Cornel West. So that was a mouthful, to say the least, but I had to catch you guys up on all of the entertainment and what's going on right now. Now, if you want to recap everything that I've talked about in entertainment, you can also go to NicoleVicci.com and check out everything in the latest of entertainment. We'll be right back, everyone, after this commercial break.
Think you know all there is about sex? Silly rabbit. Go to blogzilla.com, the sexual intellectual, to find out what's going on in the sexual revolution. Blogzilla.com.
Girl, I don't know what's going on. I've been going to the gym every day, working out, sweating hot, doing everything they're telling me to do, but I just can't lose the weight. I mean, what should I do?
Girl, I had that same issue until I contacted DivaFi Fitness. I went to DivaFi Fitness, and they taught me how to bring my sexy back one spin at a time. Girl, with DivaFi Fitness, they are a mobile pole dance and erotic fitness center where they come to you. What they do is they help you strengthen your inner core and help you bring your sexy back. They do like passion parties, bachelorette parties, lady nights out, and it really helps you tone up, get in shape, and really get back to your femininity. I'm going to give you their info. You should contact them, girl. Their info is at myspace.com/DeevaFitness. And that's DeevaFied Fitness. So check them out. I did know they go to Alabama, Mississippi, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Tennessee. So, girl, I'm with DeevaFied Fitness, and you should, too.
Thank you, girl. I'm going to call DeevaFied Fitness today.
Want to know what's going on in Atlanta tonight? Log on to ATLTonight.com today and join the hottest social network website and email list in Atlanta. From clubs to bars to lounges to live music spots, whatever you're looking for, find it featured at ATLTonight.com. That's ATL2NITE.com. Connecting places, connecting faces.
Can get there alone. It's so okay.
welcome everybody back to Say What Now here on Blog Talk Radio. Today's date is November the 23rd of 2008, and we are coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Today's topic is we're talking about the secret to happiness with motivational speaker and self-esteem queen, Ms. Dawn Johnson, MBA. We do welcome.
Hello, happy Sunday.
We do welcome all calls and questions at 347-677-1412. What we're going to do first is we're going to give you guys a little bit of background information about Dawn, and we'll let her take over. You know, I had an opportunity to go to Ms. Dawn Johnson's site, and there were some very inspirational things that I got from the site. Ms. Dawn is an internationally recognized motivational speaker, author, business coach, and small business consultant, serial entrepreneur, and spoken word artist. Dawn Johnson, the acclaimed self-esteem queen, is one of today's leading experts on self-esteem enhancement, personal and professional leadership, and entrepreneurial personal development. Dawn is a survivor. From being abused by a family member to being abandoned at the age of 14, it was said by some that Dawn would be lucky if she weren't institutionalized before the age of 18, labeled an at-risk teenager by teachers and counselors. Dawn was told by one of her high school guidance counselors to take up a trade as your career path. She's also not one to settle for mediocrity. Dawn found a love for debate and interpretation while taking a speech class in high school. Dawn's persistence and personal motivation took the high school speech team to the California Speech and Debate Championships for the first time in 10 years. Dawn went to graduate from prestigious Loyola University in California with a BA in Communication Studies, and then she went and got her MBA with the emphasis in marketing at the age of 28. Now, Dawn is also the serial entrepreneur, successfully starting her first business at the age of 14, Dawn owns several corporations, including the Desi Hope Foundation, which rescues teen runaways and temporarily houses them from the dangerous and unforgiving streets of California. Her ultimate goal is to provide safe houses throughout the United States and overseas from the teen runaway. And most importantly, Dawn is also an executive coach, mentor, and an author. How are you, Dawn?
I am spectacular. Thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show today. It's an honor, and I really do send my prayers out to Blogzilla. I love him so much. So, Blogzilla, if you hear me, I want you to know you're in my prayers. I love you. I'm so sorry to hear what happened, and it's such a great thing that we're talking about happiness today.
Absolutely. So can you tell listening audience a little bit more about you, about your websites and what you do?
Sure. So I tell some people it's very difficult, you know, for me to really understand what it is I actually do and explain it to people. I pretty much work for God. That's my tagline, because I pretty much wake up every day and ask God what it is that he would love for me to do. I'm a motivational speaker by trade, so I've done the college circuit. I've also done business coaching for Fortune 100 and Fortune 500 companies. My passion and my heart is for teenage runaways and teenage prostitutes, because I used to be one. And so I have a plethora of businesses, some known to the public and then some not known to the public, with the overall goal of just raising awareness for teenage runaways, teenage prostitutes, and really just being the voice for the children of the night. So everything else is really just a front, but my main goal in life is to rescue teenage runaways and teenage prostitutes here and overseas.
Okay, that is so awesome, and I see that you get to travel quite a bit. Can you give the listening audience your website if they want to check out some more information or purchase any of your books?
I would love it. My website is simply selfesteemqueen.com. Again, selfesteemqueen.com, and you can go there and get more information on me. I'm actually in the process, 2009, probably the third quarter, I'm going to be re-releasing my book, Dear Diary, A Letter to My Sister, which chronicles my life through actual diary entries that I still have today, and my journey of, you know, just being on the streets as a teen, not really having parents to support me, and, you know, the struggle of forgiveness that I had with being abandoned and then forgiving my family afterwards.
Awesome, awesome. Well, of course, being that Say What Now has not had a live show within the last 3 weeks, we all know about Mr. Stewart, who passed away a couple of weeks ago, and I do understand that he was a close personal friend of yours. So do you want to make any comments concerning Mr. Stewart's life and his legacy?
Yeah, the one thing that I'll say is that there are a lot of people who look at the suicide death of Shakir, and they have their own assumptions. Perhaps they're listening to misleading information in the media. The one thing that I will say, and that anybody that knew Shakir, I'm from the Bay Area, he's from the Bay Area, and so the one thing that I can say about him, he worked as hard and believed in every single artist more than anybody that I've ever met in the entertainment industry. He, from, you know, just street credibility, being on the streets late at night till 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, he is the epitome of what hard work is. He is the epitome of what every single person who's trying to be in the music industry should strive to be like. Shakir did not sleep. So I think it's important for people to understand that although you saw the smile on his face, evidently, of course, there was something bothering him on the other side. And it just leads us all to, you know, think about a couple of things. One, people talk about you that don't even know you. And that was one thing about Shakir, you know, that, and a number of other people. People, you know, words hurt. And you can't talk about somebody and think that it does not affect them. So I would just simply say for all the bloggers that perhaps did not know him personally, I would request that you reserve judgment based upon a rumor or some very close, credible source that you can't give the name of, because there are those of us who actually love and care for Shakir, and it just isn't a great legacy to leave for his children.
Thank you so much for that. And again, the prayers and well wishes do go up to his family. I do wish you guys the best, because I can just imagine, you know, what they're going through right now. Also, in other news, there was a young man, and I just actually read this story, I want to say, yesterday, and it talked about how he committed his suicide over a webcam. So what I really would like for us to focus on, what are things that we can do to, number one, if we're having issues, how to possibly try to reach out to somebody. And also, as people, when we're having issues, also try to communicate. Don, you know, with the economy the way that it is and everybody is losing jobs, what is the first thing that you can tell people to really keep them motivated?
The very first thing that I normally tell my clients, the very first thing, is what is the root of your happiness? A lot of us, especially I live in California, and the root of most people's happiness, unfortunately, is a materialistic thing. And so you work so hard so that you're able to attain materialistic things, and then once you attain those, you become a slave to keeping those. So the first thing that I tell my clients is, what is the base of your true happiness? What's the base of your true purpose? And a lot of people don't even know what it is. We kind of walk around, work, eat, sleep, repeat. The base of your happiness, that's the very first place that you would find the root of your unhappiness. And so in order to get rid of the unhappiness, you have to first find the root of what makes you happy. And when you think about it, most of us are not happy by the things that we have. And so now that these things are being taken away from us, some people it's a job, then their finances are affected, then perhaps their home life is affected, then it affects their personal life. The domino effect all, again, goes back to the root. If these material things are what's making you happy on the inside, then that's something that I have my clients to look at immediately.
Absolutely, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because a lot of times, just to piggyback on what you said, when people think about being happy, people think about being happy as having wealth, and or people think about being happy as if they have that significant other. But a lot of times you have to really look at yourself. You should really think that being happy is loving yourself. Being happy is having health. Being happy is having family members and loved ones around you that love you and will be there for you regardless, because I can attest to it. And you have to, you know, a lot of times when we relationships or a relationship that we just is going to work, is going to end, we're unhappy for a given amount of time. Some people it's 3 months, some people it's a year, and some people just can't let go, but they stop with everything else that was given to them, which should make them happy. So I know you dealt with people who's gotten out of, you know, relationships or divorces and things like that, how do you assist them in understanding that that's not the only root of happiness?
What I really do, Classy Diva, is I bring them back to the root of who I am and why I do what I do. At 29 years old, almost 30 next month with a terminal illness, I was a teen prostitute, became an escort, was homeless before the age of 22 after getting a degree worth over $100,000. And, you know, I really bring people back to the root. You know, and I could be like other motivational speakers and give you, you know, cliches and, you know, you got to be in it to win it and you need a team to make your dream. And no, people come into this world alone. And when people are unhappy, they suffer most of the time alone. And so the one thing that I do for people is I give them my story. And I tell them what I've been through, the suicide attempts that I've made on my own life, being institutionalized in 1998, being told I have a disorder and refusing to take medication for it. I am successful today because I made a decision to change the way that my thinking was, to change the way that my mentality was. And, you know, that pretty much is what I teach people, because there is no get-rich-quick scheme. There is no you do this today and you'll be happy tomorrow. There is no you go to church and you pray and then it'll all cease. The trials and tribulations do not stop. So then it becomes, okay, if I'm going to be in this world and I'm not going to commit suicide and I'm not going to become institutionalized or walk around homeless and schizophrenic, how am I then going to make myself sane enough to be in the world? And again, it's all about mindset, because my trials and tribulations don't stop, and I don't expect my clients to either.
Okay, okay. Now, just going back to what you said you have to really look inside of yourself to really start the process of healing. Can you give us a little bit more details about some of the things that you did to heal yourself? Because indeed, you did go through some traumatic things. So just for somebody who's currently going through some traumatic things, can you just a couple things that you did or a couple steps that you took to get you to where you are now?
One of the very first things that I will tell people is that when you came into the world and the doctor wanted to make sure that you were okay, he slapped you on your bottom, and then you started to do what? Cry. I cry. I cry almost every day. I cry for the injustice in the world. I cry for other people's pain. I cry when there's fires in California. I tell people it is okay to cry, because that's a release that, if left inside, can cause cancer. That's one thing. The second thing is to eliminate the negativity around you. Some of us believe that, you know, we're just dealt the shorthand of a stick and, you know, things are just horrible for us. But then if we really get to the root of it, we realize that the people around us are horrible. And perhaps their energy and their negative beliefs are what's coming off on us. You may be happy one day, hang around somebody who's a quote-unquote friend, and then realize, why the hell am I so damn unhappy? You're unhappy because the energy from someone else has jumped off onto you. And so I try to, you know, really choose who I surround myself with. So the first thing, cry, because crying is healthy and it's okay. The second thing, surround yourself with people that are going to edify you. I'm no celebrity, but I'll be darned if I'm not around people who don't treat me like I am one, whether it be the grocery store, the gas station, the cleaners, or wherever I go. Where I live, I am treated like I am important. So being around people like that is important. And then the third thing, which some people find very hard to do, take inventory of yourself. We don't like to admit that we have problems. We don't like to admit that there are some things about us that, you know, if other people knew, they definitely wouldn't want to be around us. And everybody has one of those. No matter who you are, no matter what background you come from, everybody has some sort of skeleton that they'd love to keep into their closet. So I tell people, do inventory. That's what I did. Inventory on myself. I realized that I was very bitter and didn't even really know why. I realized that I was a victim and didn't even really know why. And so after those things, I took back my life. And every day, it's a challenge. Every day I have to make a decision whether to be a victim to the trials and tribulations that come with that particular day, or if I'm going to make the decision to, you know, live a fulfilled day. And I'll be honest with you, Classy Diva, it's not easy every day, hello and goodbye. There are some days I don't even leave my house. If I can't get it together, I'm not leaving. And I do that as a courtesy to the people around me. You understand?
Absolutely. I'm so there with you. And I'm glad that you brought those points up, but I want to touch bases with you on some of these points that you stated. The first thing you stated was cry. I think that is the biggest and most important thing that you can do, because number one, you're releasing your feelings. You're allowing yourself to deal with the situation instead of holding it in. Everybody, well, I can attest to say that holding in anger, hostility, fear, and sadness is a deadly combination, and all that's going to do is hurt yourself more. So it's okay to cry. Grown men, it's okay to cry sometimes, because honestly, there's crying and healing. And I tell a lot of people when they see me cry, I'm not crying because I'm hurting. I'm crying to cleanse myself of whatever issues that I'm going through. And a lot of time I say my tears are venom, and it's the venom to get me to the next level to help myself move forward and once again cleanse myself. So I think that's great. Also, to touch on the second thing that you talked about, you said negativity. Girl, so great. Gonna say it took me so long in my life to really realize those negative forces that I had in my life. You know, you have people that, you know, every time you say, well, you know, I think I want to do this, or I think I want to do this, or I have certain goals for my life, people come back, well, you think you can do that? I mean, aren't you shooting too high? Girl, you know somebody else who did that in such and such and such and such and such and such. You don't need people like that in your life, and you may think that, you know, I just got to hold on to this friend. I just really need this person in my life. But guess what? No, you don't. This world is so huge. And if you have negative forces in your life, let them go. You need people that are always going to be around to support you. No matter how crazy your idea is, they may give you a realistic answer. But at the same time, no matter what, I'm your friend, Classy Diva. I'm your friend, Dunn, and I'm going to support you, because as a friend, that is what I supposed to do. So I definitely want to touch bases on both of that for you. So what we're going to do is I actually said, what helps me be happy? And if I'm having a really bad day, what takes me back to that happy place? And a lot of people are going to laugh at me, but I don't know if you guys remember that song by Bobby McFerrin that says, "Don't worry, be happy."
Mm-hmm.
You can always to YouTube and just put that in and just listen to it. And every time I hear this song, it makes me laugh. I think back to my childhood and just playing around, and it really takes me back to my happy place. The other day, or actually last week, I actually went to some of my old photo albums and looking at the high school experience and my child experience, and, you know, just really taking myself to that happy place, because guess what? Keith is not always happy either. We are all broke right now. We are all going through turmoil. We are all having issues with car notes and bills and keeping a roof over our heads, and a lot of us are losing our jobs. But that's okay, because at the end of the day, what does not kill you is going to make you stronger, and you have to really surround yourself by happiness and people, because that's the only thing that's going to help you get through your trials and tribulations, you know, that you're going through right now. For those people that are calling in, you can call us at 347-677-1412, 347-677-1412. We're going to take a before we take a break, Dunn, if you want to say anything about some of the things that I just mentioned.
Well, just to piggyback off of, you know, just going back to, you know, your high school pictures and your happy place, the one thing for me is, you know, I have so much baggage, meaning I have so many things that have happened to me over the years that sometimes, you know, and I know other people deal with that, it's sometimes difficult to actually, you know, try to find that happy place. But you are right on the money. I go to pictures of my childhood. I go to videos of me in talent shows as a kid, because I remember that time, and I remember the emotion that I felt. And when I watch it and I see pictures, I can recollect that happy feeling. So I would encourage people to do that also. And if you have pictures that, you know, bring back bad memories, you can discard of those. Just because we took pictures long ago does not mean that we have to always keep them. That's all I have to say.
Absolutely. And, you know, I can tell some other people, I just want to touch bases on this, people that are going through divorces, people that are going through breakups and losing people, and for people that just totally hurt you and just really did something that was foul to you, you have to learn step by step that you have to let it go, because you cannot truly be happy holding grudges and just really think about, he did this to me, she did this to me, she really hurt me, he really hurt me. Because not to say that it's easy, because I've been through it too, but you have to let it go, because guess what? It gets greater later, and it cannot get greater later if you keep holding in all of these feelings. And just to go back to what says, it all starts with crying, allowing yourself to recognize what has happened to you, express what has happened to you, move forward, and let it go. Because, again, tears are venom, and tears are a method to cleanse the soul. So what we're going to do, I want all you guys to go to your happy place. I'm going to play this very cute song, and I hope it makes you guys smile. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
You are my honey bun sugar plum, pumpkin. You're my sweetie pie. You're my cupcake gumdrop, snickle gumdrop. You're the apple of my eye.
Downsize or replace? Be your own boss. Right now, Corp or LLC.com will prepare your articles for your corporation or LLC for free. We are your one-stop shop for your small business needs. Corp or LLC.com offers logo design, website design, virtual office, business plans, 501c3 completion, executive assistance, business cards, and so much more. Call now, 866-966-0722. That's 866-966-0722. Or visit us online at www.corporllc.com. That's www.corporllc.com. Corporllc.com, the first step in small business.
Look at me, I am changing, trying every way I can, I am changing, I'll be better than I am, I'm trying.
Hi!
than I am. But I need a friend to help me start all over again. Oh, that could be just fine. I know it's gonna work out this time, 'cause this time I am. This time I am.
Everybody for tuning back in to Say What Now, Dawn. I think that song really hit both of us right on the spot because it's all about change. And then before I get you to comment on changing your attitude and your way of thinking, we actually have a caller. Caller at 313, are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing good. And how are you, caller?
I'm all right. This your boy, Robbie Gutter, host of Gutter Music HD Radio.
Thank you so much. Hello.
In to talk to my family. How's it going?
It's going good. Have you been listening to what Don, the motivational speaker, has been talking about so far?
Not really too much. You know, the Hitman was on, and then you have the Real Women, and it's like four or five shows that I was actually in. So I just wanted to stop by and everything. But
okay,
you can fill me in, and I'll give you some, you know, input on that.
Let us ask you this. One thing that Don talks about a lot is the secret of being happy. What makes you happy?
You say what makes me happy?
Huh?
You have to appreciate freedom, you know what I'm saying? You have to appreciate the things that you do have, you know what I'm saying, beginning with your life and some of the material things you have, and just being able to have, you know, clean water, some food in the refrigerator, you know what I'm saying? The bills being met, things like that, you know?
Absolutely.
Having a great spouse, you know what I'm saying? Having a great woman in your quarter, or vice versa, somebody having a good man, you know what I mean? That's what makes me happy, my children, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you this. A minute ago I said, you know, a lot of times when we're not happy, we have to take ourselves to our happy place. And my happy place is listening to Dunny McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy. You know, looking at some old pictures. So when you find yourself down and out, what is your happy place?
Well, I write myself, and that's my escape from everything, like really. It's not like a particular place. Like I go and, you know, look at the stars or, you know what I mean, a place like that. But I just kind of escape reality when I just get off into my little good old hip hop.
Okay. You know what? I don't even mean to cut him off, but I'm so glad. Hello, Rodney. Happy Sunday, and I'm so glad that you tuned in. It don't matter if you heard anything or not. You've participated, and we're very grateful for that. But let me tell you what I do to get to my happy place. I'm not going to lie. I'll play "Wipe Me Down," and it's not, you know, it's not the lyrics per se, but you know, I live in a very affluent area of Los Angeles where there's not many of me around here, and sometimes when I walk down the street, you know, people try to take me out of my happy place because they don't understand how little young Black Don Johnson can be over up in here all happy. And so I simply turn on "Wipe Me Down" and I do the whole shoulders, chest, pain. I do it.
Right.
So yeah, I go to hip hop too.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, and I really didn't know too much. This is probably like my second or third time actually like tuning into your show. I was gonna say some other things, but you know, I don't know how.
Yeah, today is a very positive show. We're gonna keep it clean today, but what we'll definitely is we're gonna also tune into your show. It's Gutta Music HD Radio, and your MySpace page is MySpace.com Street Team S. Street Team
SQ? No, that was actually for the, you know, we have Street Kings, which is a street team. We provide a lot of services regarding media and all that different type of stuff. And Street Queens is just the female edition of that, too. So we're just getting females to go to the MySpace, which is www.myspace.com/StreetTeamSQ. For Street Queens and Street Team SK, you know what I mean, for the Street Kings, you know, but we got other sites too.
Okay.
But I really don't want to do too much of that. I just wanted to call and support you, but thanks for giving me the opportunity to say that and everything. But you got any more questions, though?
Oh, actually, no.
Pardon my interruption, but.
We actually have a caller at 909. 909, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and who are we speaking with?
This is your next.
Okay, do you have a comment or a question concerning today's topic?
Yes. This is Brandon.
Okay,
yes.
You just called in. Do you have a question or comment about today's topic?
This is Brandon.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're just going to keep moving here. Don, I went online and I found some information that talked about living and not just existing. I don't know if everybody had an opportunity to watch Tyler Perry's movie, The Family That Prays. Did you have an opportunity to watch that, Don?
I did.
Yes,
I did.
And that's the biggest thing that I got out of it. And while I was looking on this website, it was telling us 39 ways to live and not merely exist. I'm list out a couple of these. And I'm just going to get your thoughts about them, okay?
Okay.
It's to love, get outside, savor food, create a morning ritual, and taking chances. Those are the first five that they talked about. How do you feel about those 5 points?
Okay, so give me them one by one, and I'll tell you. I know the first one you said is love, and, you know, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, love, first of all, is the root, no matter what your religion is, no matter what your spiritual belief, or if you don't even believe in anything at all. The one thing that you had when you were first born, hopefully from your parents, was love. And so love is something huge to me. I mean, you know, in order to get back to who you really are, and who we all really are is brought here for love, despite who you believe in, love is the root. So number one, that is correct. Let's go to number two.
Okay, number two is get outside.
As we are doing this interview live right now and you are in Georgia and I am in California, I actually am right outside my home on the water in the marina because what better way to do an interview than to step outside and get some fresh air. I'm able to see seals outside, people on their boats, kids playing. It's like, you know, when we get so caught up in being unhappy about our lives, we sometimes have a tendency to stay indoors. That definitely is not healthy. Go outside. See life happen right before you, because when you see life happen right before you, it will sometimes change the way that you're feeling at that exact moment. Number three.
Number three says, savor food.
Woo-hoo! My very best friend, Eric, is a cook. And not officially, but, you know, just my personal chef. And one thing that I can say about Eric is that he really makes sure that he seasons the food so that every single time I take a bite, I savor. I don't care if it's mashed potatoes, jerk chicken, curry goat. He makes sure that I can savor every single morsel. For people who eat out at fast food all the time, just think about the fact that you don't even know what's in that food. It's so important to get back to the base of just being thankful for the fact that you can taste salt, pepper, sugar, to get back to that root. So, yes, savor the flavor of your food. It's so important.
Create a morning ritual.
Honey, and I don't care if your morning ritual is to get up and, you know, puff on a little medical cannabis, if that's what you so choose to do. If you have something that starts off your morning, like, with a bang, your whole day will have a domino effect like that. I always encourage people, whether it's prayer, for some people, you know, honestly, yes, it's medical cannabis. For some people, it's sex. Whatever it is to start your day off, a good healthy breakfast, a good healthy shake, whatever you can do to start your day off great, magnificent. Because if you start your day off shitty, guess what? The rest of your day is probably going to be just like that, and there's no one you can blame for that but yourself.
Absolutely. Take chances.
Woo-hoo! I remember, you know, being in situations where I was made to perform sexual acts for money. And I remember being told by one of the Johns that I'd never amount to shit. And, you know, I look around myself and, you know, to be surrounded by multimillionaires, to be in an atmosphere where I, too, can partake in what they partake in, I didn't do any of this by slobbing on knobs to get here. At all. I took a chance, and when they told me that I could only take up a trade, I went to a prestigious university. When they told me that I could only have a 9-to-5, I got my ass to the Secretary of State and started my own business. I took a chance. I still take chances. When they told me that I was going to die from a terminal illness at the beginning of the year, I'm still here. It's November. I live every day taking a chance, and you know what? People that don't take chances are dying every day.
Amen, sister. It also says turn off the TV and pull away from the internet.
Stop it. You got people over here looking at me like I'm crazy. Let me tell you something. You don't even know me, Classy Diva, so that's the great thing about this whole interview right now. Anyone who knows me personally, anybody knows that I have not had cable since high school. That means I don't even have channels, the basic 2 through 13 or UPN channel. I don't have any of that. My whole life is built up on choosing the news that I choose to get. You understand? I don't watch. I can't get addicted to any sort of shows because I don't even have TV. If we could turn off the radio, turn off that bullshit, if we could turn off the TV, turn off that bullshit, stop helping other people to get rich, and while we sit 30 minutes to an hour to 1 hour, 30 minutes to 2 hours and waste our life away, why don't we turn that off and go live our lives instead of living our life through somebody else who probably is acting anyway?
Opening your heart.
Whew, the whole thing, my whole life is based on forgiveness. You know, opening your heart and being able to not only receive what others can give to you, but opening your heart so that you can give to somebody else is probably the greatest act of courage that a person can have in this world, because there are so many shady people in the world, so many people that, you know, would love to just do you wrong for no good reason. It just happened to me. It never stops me, though, from opening my heart for the very next person. It never stops me, though, from opening my heart to receive what somebody else may be giving to me. And you never know when someone's going to bless you or you have the opportunity to bless someone else, and that can only be done by your heart being open.
Face your fears.
Let me tell you, hello and goodbye. I am an avid extreme sportist. I bungee jump, I skydive, and I used to be afraid of heights to the point where I didn't like to take elevators, didn't want to be in tall buildings. I really was afraid of heights. One thing that I do now, honey, I am jumping off of a bridge. I am jumping out of an airplane at 13,000 feet. Why? Because when you can conquer your fear, it makes you invincible. I mean, I literally am, when I call myself the self-esteem queen, like I'm so sincere with that, you know, and it's not just a moniker. It's how I live my life. It's like any challenge that I have, I used to weigh 186 pounds. Now I'm a size 4. It's like with no surgery and with no, you know, extracurriculars and all that, I just changed my diet and ran. The fear, though, was that when I got smaller, that perhaps I'd be a little too vain. And, yes, I do listen to Wipe Me Down, but, you know, that fear and overcoming that fear has helped me to not only be healthy, but to be able to be healthy living with a terminal illness. So facing fear is so important.
Amen. Discovering or rediscovering what's important.
I remember being at an airport after my mom just kind of left me there at 14. And, you know, for years I didn't talk to my mom. I used the word hate, which is a very strong word. And when I got back to the root of my whole life happiness, it was the fact that as a kid, my mom was the best mom in the whole wide world, and that every single one of my friends wished that my mom was their mom. And so I do that constantly, you know, getting back to the root of, oh, this is what makes me happy. Oh, let's go back and rediscover the things that make us happy. Again, same thing we talked about all this whole conversation.
Uh-huh,
root.
Uh-huh. And you spoke on this a little bit earlier, but finding your spirituality.
So I am a Christian. I go to a Christian church. I do what I like to call Christ walk instead of Crip walk. I Christ walk to church. But, you know, I also go to a Buddhist temple. I also have visited Hindu temples. I've been to the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints. I have family members, grandparents that are practicing Jehovah's Witnesses. I don't judge any sort of religion. I will be the first one to num your whole range H.O. in a minute if I think that that immediately is what's going to get me to where I'm trying to be. So I'm all about spirituality. It doesn't matter what type you have. It could be a religious type, a non-religious. It could be a nature spirituality. But, you know, being able to be grounded and rooted means that you have to be able to find some sort of base. Again, everything that you're mentioning in this list goes back to what? The root. So spirituality goes back, what, to the root of something that will keep you grounded.
Okay. Slow down.
One of those things that I have a hard time with because my life is so fast-paced and because there are so many things going on around me and for me and for everybody else at the same time, it is important to sometimes slow down because, you know, what happens if one day you've been driving every day, and then you become blind? Think about all the days that you didn't stop to watch the sunset. Think about all the days that you didn't stop to watch the sun rise, the birds to fly. It is important, it's essential to anybody's emotional and mental well-being to really stop and just look at the things that nature has to offer because they're amazing. They're amazing.
Absolutely. And, you know, just to take it back on what you just said about that, you know, it's just the little things in life that we've missed and little things in life that we just don't appreciate. Like for me, I've been to Miami times, and one of the biggest wonders of the world that I love is just looking at the ocean and just sitting there and really enjoying, this is God's work, this is beautiful, and it's such a peaceful time for me. But just really, you know, when you see a bird and when you see a dog, when you see the sunset, just take the time and enjoy it and just keep moving forward. Now, this last thing said, laugh till you cry.
You know, the one thing being diagnosed with a terminal illness taught me to do was to laugh a little more. In my business of rescuing teenage prostitutes, it's serious. There isn't a time when I can, you know, crack a joke of dry humor. There's no such thing. And when you're coaching successful people who have already made six figures and seven figures, it's not always a time at that point to, you know, be cheerful and, you know, give dry humor. But at the end of my day, every day, I don't care what's going on. I am going to laugh literally until I cry. Why? Because remember at the very beginning I told you that crying is healthy. It's even more healthy when you're led to laugh to the point where you can't control yourself to the point where you cry. Laughter is the one thing that heals the soul. I believe it heals cancer. I believe it heals any sort of illness that anybody could ever have. I know people who have had illnesses and have been cured just off of happiness. Laughter, laughing until you cry, is so important.
Absolutely. One thing that I want to touch on before we go, Don, is to be in the moment. And when I say be in the moment, instead of thinking about things you need to do or things that have happened to you or worry about planning or regretting, think about what you're doing right now. Like what's around you, what smells, what sounds, what sights, what feelings are you experiencing at this very moment? If you learn to do this as much as possible, and meditation, ooh, Jesus, meditation is so important. If you never meditated, just go to a yoga class or a Pilates class. It is so soothing. If there's something in your life that you ever want to do, you are the only person that's stopping yourself. You only live one life. I've had so many people that said, you know, just on a whim, I'm going to go to Phoenix. I'm going to move to L.A. I'm going to move to New York. Now, did some of them end up coming back? Yes, they did. Did some of them end up going out there and being very prosperous? Yes, they did. But you never know until you try. You're going to always get people that are going to come into your life and try to take away your happy thoughts and where you want to go. But you have to live your life for yourself. Sometimes, guess what, you're going to fall on your butt, but at the same time, you can get right back up. So at the end of the day, you live your life. You be happy. You take yourself to your happy place. And, Don, do you have any closing comments concerning the topic of today?
Yeah, I just, you know, want to encourage people, especially in a time of, you know, what some people will call economic hardship. I'm blessed, of course, to not watch television. So in my business, there is no recession, and I'm doing just fine. But I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that, yes, I do have daily rituals. I do, you know, wake up and I do, you know, again, I do not get it right every day. The self-esteem queen sometimes is not self-esteem cleanable, okay? But, you know, God willing, I get it right the second day. The one thing that I just want to close by saying is that Lauryn Hill said something that I always think about. And, you know, people think she's such a fucked up person, excuse my language, but I don't at all. I think that she's not a slave to other people's opinions of her. The one thing that she said is that the real you is a lot more interesting than the fake somebody else. And I would just encourage people today to really, yeah, turn off the TV. It is interesting to see other people's lives and the drama that's inside of their lives, but go live your life. Live in the moment. Go outside. Do some things for yourself. Make yourself happy. At the end of the day, that's what you're here for, not to fantasize and live off of somebody else's life.
Absolutely. And I do encourage for all of our listeners to go to www.selfesteemqueen.com to get more information on our special guest, Don. Thank you so much. This has been very uplifting and positive. And for those of you who just came on, don't fret. You can just come right back in 15 minutes to www.blogtalkradio.com/classydiva, and you can listen to the whole show in its entirety, and you can also download it. So thank you, Don.
Thank you so much, Classy Diva. Big shout out to Blogzilla. We love you, man, and we're praying for you daily, minute by minute, second by second.
Awesome.
You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva and Blogzilla here on Blog Talk Radio. Allow yourself to relax, unwind, and enjoy as we talk about the latest and celebrity gossip, news, and current events. Once again, you are now listening to Say What Now on the Blog.